Hey, what's up, people? What's going on out here? I hope everybody's doing okay. You know, this is the Realness About Things podcast, where we spread love, we speaking truth, we making power moves, trying to make power moves out here. We ain't making power moves, not yet. Well, you know, whatever. We'll get there. But, yeah, listen, what we try to do over here is we try to provide perspective. Yeah, we make you think. Yeah, we make you think. We make you think in a way you should be thinking. Well, okay, you don't have to think that way, but it's always good to have you know, something to make you say, really? Yeah. And, you know, I just spoke about this woman, Melissa Mark Viverito. Yeah, that's her name. I couldn't really get the pronunciation right the last time. But, yeah. Because of some of the things that she did. And, you know, it's worth, because, you know, she's running for your public advocate. She wants to represent you, black women, men, New York City, everybody. But given her history and, you know, stuff that's kept on the low, because you don't hear the news bringing it up, right? Nah, they ain't going to bring it up. They're going to keep it silent. You know why? Because the news are Democratic, or a KKK-aligned Democratic media. You know what I'm saying? Klansmen-aligned Democratic media. They are also down with the fight down. You know what I'm saying? They're also down with the foot on the neck of black folks. So, when people like this woman does stuff like what I talked about in the last podcast, yeah, they report it quickly just to say that they reported it. But they'll make it so fast and so vague that you wouldn't even, unless you really dive into it and research, yeah, to really understand what it is that they're telling you. Because you got to understand what that black woman went through. You see, this is what people don't think about when they hear these stories. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, this is what people don't think about. Yeah. Imagine yourself as a black woman. You know what I'm saying? Having your own issues, at your own personal issues to deal with. Having to deal with unnecessary pressure from your boss because he's getting instructions from a woman in such a high position like that in city government to target you. Imagine that. Imagine that. Let's bring that into perspective. Understand that. You know what I'm saying? Understand that. You know, you're a manager of a big housing projects, which is a daunting task in itself, having to deal with the multiple, you know, personalities and priorities and things that need to be done when you having to manage such a large complex. You know what I'm saying? Then you having to deal with stress, purposefully being inflicted on you for the purpose of breaking you to get you out of your position, and it's being done so by someone that you probably supported. You know what I'm saying? Which is that woman, Melissa Mark Viverito. But this podcast ain't a continuation about her. This is just to give you context. You know what I'm saying? Because this podcast, this is to talk about another person. You know what I'm saying? And her name is Kamala Harris. Because I know I spoke about her before, but I was kind of sleeping when I spoke about her. Yeah, I was doing podcasts. I probably did like 7 podcasts. I was kind of drowsy. I'm sure y'all could tell, but I'm up now. But yeah, like I said before, I don't trust her. I never did. And every time she speaks, it's even more disturbing to me why she shouldn't be trusted. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, let's start number one with her identity. Number one. Let's start there. You know, everybody calling her black woman, black woman, black woman, black woman, black woman. The black woman is running for president. The black woman is running for president. Let me tell black folks something, and everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Let me enlighten you to something. And you don't have to believe me, because like I said, this is the Realness About Things podcast. We spread love, we speak in truth, and we trying to make some power moves out here. You know what I'm saying? So we talking facts. You know what I'm saying? Because realness, if you look it up, is truthfulness. You know what I'm saying? So we talking facts. Like I said, back to identity. Y'all don't have to believe me. Google it. Google Kamala Harris. First of all, she refers to herself as an Indian American. Okay? Okay? Ain't nothing wrong with that, but I'm just saying, everybody's calling her black, but she doesn't see herself as black. She doesn't say, okay, I'm black and Indian, or I'm Indian and... No, she views herself as purely Indian. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know if that's some sort of signal where, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Because I know... This is why Muhammad from Bangladesh and them be killing themselves, and Group Tier from Bangladesh be killing themselves, and from, you know, them places over there. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about them cabs, because, you know, most of them are from them areas over there, and most of them cabs, remember, they never used to pick up black people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So we know how those people feel about black people. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. Real talk. We gonna keep the conversation honest all the time, because I don't care who don't like it. Nobody ain't gonna pull no wool over my eyes. Yeah, you ain't gonna have me say okay, yeah, okay, 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 because it's cool to say okay, okay. I'm gonna ask some questions. You know what I'm saying? And yeah. So if she views herself as an Indian American, that means she's distancing herself from whatever black roots, black people, meaning those black politicians and commentators, are trying to give her. You know what I'm saying? Do you get that? Do you get that? Or you know, black folks just want to play stupid. Because it's socially acceptable to play stupid. Because I know you see it. But do you want to acknowledge it and keep the conversation honest? Or you want to play stupid and be socially accepted? Because let me explain something to you. And you're going to love this. Because you know it's true. When you play stupid and be socially accepted, it's a difference when you keep the conversation honest and be socially respected. You dig? Let me say that again. When you play stupid to be socially accepted, is a difference. When you keep the conversation honest and you're socially respected. You know what I'm saying? So, in keeping the conversation honest, she completely distances herself from her black, her whatever black roots these politicians, these black politicians and commentators are giving her. You know what I'm saying? Now, here's the thing. They are told to give her. Now that's, yo, it's not even funny, but you know what? They are told to give her those black credentials by these Democratic KKK aligned media benefactors. Meaning, those media people that are, because they're most of them, 90% of them are Democrats. You know what I'm saying? And 90% of them are those KKK aligned Democrats. Because Google that too, y'all. Because y'all keep hearing me talk about KKK aligned Democrats. Google it. Democratic Party once was. Yes, yes, yes. Yes. So Google it. You know what I'm saying? So now, the media, the KKK Democratic aligned media, the bosses are telling those black commentators to give her black credentials to black people. So they're telling them to tell black people she's black. So support her. But yet she acknowledges from herself that she is of Indian, she's Indian American, not black American. Okay? Okay? Enough of y'all, a lot of y'all will probably say, oh, what does that mean? What do you mean, what does that mean? Let me tell you what it means. Okay? Let me tell you what it means. I guarantee you, to get her elected in California or whatever, however she got where she got in California, they played the same trick. You know what I'm saying? Where they passed her off as some, you know, they passed her off as everything in California. Yeah. They bamboozled black people in California. You know what I'm saying? The city of Los Angeles. The founding city of Los Angeles. You know, they bamboozled everybody and got her elected. Now she has a criminal justice problem against black people. Yeah. Yeah, they made her think she's black so she could get into power and lock up all the black people. You know why? So she could continue to provide cheap labor for her husband's interests. Yeah, her husband? Yeah, her husband is invested in private prisons. He's invested in everything that criminalizes black people. You know what I'm saying? And she's down with him 100%. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, so we just moved on from identity to who she is as a legislator. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Her record as a legislator against black people is a terrible one. Okay? So what more do you need as a black person? You know what I'm saying? What more do you need? You just want to, what? You want to be stupid? You want to be stupid and socially accepted? And then when you get her elected, You get socially disrespected for your stupidity because now, you know, she's got the power and she got the power to trash you down. And you know she's going to trash you down because she did it before. And then you're going to turn around and say what? You supported her. You supported her during her run and how she's going to just turn around and do that. Well, she did it before. And you as a black person and as a community played stupid and allowed your racist, Democratic-aligned media and politicians to tell you to do other, which is not keep the conversation honest about the people that you want to support. So now when these people get in positions, they put their foot on your neck, and now you're upset? No, you can't be upset, because you, as a black person, you're intelligent, you're smart, you got, you know, you got all of that. But don't allow people to tell you not to use that. Because when they tell you not to use that, they're actually setting you up where you're going to regret not using it. Yeah, think about it. Think about all the times people tell, if somebody tell you not to say something about something or you know, think about all the times where you said, you know what, I should have did this or I should have did that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and that's them same. Listen, black folks need to do themselves a favor. And now she's putting the catchphrase out, reparations. You know, Johnny Cochran was working on reparations. Yeah, Johnny Cochran was working on reparations. But Johnny Cochran was murdered by you know who? Them same. Her husband's circle, I believe, murdered Johnny Cochran. Yeah, her husband's circle. That California power circle over there. You know what I'm saying? Now, these people include doctors, lawyers, you know, politicians, you know, various people, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, I believe Johnny Cochran was going to one of them doctors, and the fact that they were pissed off at him for getting OJ off, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, they were pissed off. All them KKK aligned Democratic people over there in California, because they're all Democrats. Yeah, all of them. And they all KKK aligned. Believe it. You think I'm joking? Why you think they treat black people like that in California? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, Johnny Cochran got off OJ, who murdered, you know, one of their clan's women. Yeah, real talk. Real talk. And when you murder one of their clan's women, they get you. Yeah, they get you. You notice they never stop with OJ, right? Yeah, they never stop until they finally got him in jail. But now they mad that he got out. And you know what? They still after him. Trust me, they still after him. You ain't going to hear the last of this OJ. I won't be surprised. You hear OJ get trapped up in something, unless he might have gotten smart. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah. So the fact that Johnny Cochran got off OJ, who murdered one of their Klansmen, and on top of that, Johnny Cochran was working on reparations, because reparations is going to affect them. Yeah. Most of them Democratic Klans people, them is the people that stole everything from black people. And you got to know who your plantation owners were. You see, when you know how to identify people and when you know what you're talking about, yeah, then you could put everything into context now. So now I could say that, yes, reparations will adversely affect them Democratic Klansmen people. You know what I'm saying? Because as we learned with Black History, my Black History segments, We know that it's black people used to own all that property in Manhattan, you know what I'm saying, Madison Square Garden, Central Park, the list goes on, you know what I'm saying? But guess who own that property now? Them same Democratic Klansmen people. That's right. So reparations would adversely affect them. You know what I'm saying? So when she talking that, she talking talk that's going to affect her husband's money. Do you think she's serious about that? Real talk, yo. Real talk. You think she's serious about that? I don't think so. I don't think so. You know, I think her interests are her husband's financial interests, which directly align with hers, which directly align with this Democratic media, this Klansmen media. And you know why I call it Klansmen media? Look how they portray black people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, look how they portray black people. Look at the image. Look at the conclusions and the attitude they want black women to have towards black men. They want other cultures to see black men. They want, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's yes. Yes. And that's a form of media terrorism. You know what I'm saying? Yes. So they use terrorism in many ways, many upgraded forms. Y'all just got to get hip to it. Yes. Y'all just got to get hip to it. So now this woman, so we covered this woman, this Kamala Harris. We covered her identity. Because, yeah, I know y'all like, what? What is he talking about? Yes, Google it. Yes, she doesn't consider herself a black person. She considers herself an Indian America, an Indian American from India. You see what I'm saying? So, y'all black people can go ahead with all that black stuff. And you know what's so funny? Every time she sit there on some interview and black people talk about, yes, you as a black woman, you could see, almost see her cringing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised that she goes home to her husband and tells her husband, oh, I hate the fact that I got to sit there and have them refer to me as a black woman. And he tells her, don't worry, honey. When you're in the White House, you're gonna realize it was all worth it. Yeah, right. Black people shouldn't trust that woman one bit. One bit. For those reasons. Don't believe me. Google it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, don't believe me. Google it. Y'all know Rajinda don't like picking y'all up. Yeah, he ain't like picking y'all up in the cabs. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because them cabs don't pick up black people, and most of them cabs is them Indians from you know, India, Bangladesh, all over there. You know what I'm saying? So we know they feeling about black people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So you know, her husband is you know, she's married to a Democratic Klansman. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So she tricked people into letting her represent California, only for her to lock up all the black people. She tricked black people into voting for her in California, only for her to lock up all the black men. They say Spanish men too, but they lying. It's all the black men she lock up, straight up. So this is the Realness About Things podcast, where we're going to keep the conversation honest. We spreading love, we speaking truth, and we making power moves out here. So don't be trusting that woman, Kamala Harris, because she ain't nothing to be trusted. She going to get in there, and she going to stomp on your neck. She don't like black people, plain and simple. Stay tuned.